We'll say good morning. So we left off. Did we finish this perek? Psichos Nafshis. Okay. No, I think Reish Lamed Aleph, top of Reish Lamed Aleph. Betchilas Chaye Hanisun. I think that's where we left off. Because remember, again, we were speaking about this idea, two different ideas, that a person discovers negative traits within a spouse. So, or I should say differently, a person discovers traits different than the ones I have. So remember, approach number one that we discussed is this idea that a person realizes that there are many things I can learn from my spouse. Often my spouse has traits that I do not possess, and it's important for me to try to assimilate those traits from my spouse. The other thing we discussed right before 2 days ago was, say, let's say I find negative traits in my spouse, and those negative traits are things that I'm not going to change, that she does not want to change. So what do I do in such a situation? So the Mechaber suggested very beautifully that the way I handle such a situation is use it as an opportunity to work on my humility, to recognize that there are things in this world that I cannot control, things in this world that I cannot shape, things in this world that are up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, such a reality and such a mindset is very important because it engenders within us a sense of humility. In the beginning of man's married life, kasher humagala lefesach yisar mufhak beben obas zugo, v'hu nivas la'achorav. So a person is married, and what happens? The honeymoon is literally and metaphorically over. And what happens? A person discovers a negative trait within the other. V'hu nivas la'achorav. And he jumps back. He jumps back. Hu lo ha'emin, meaning he's taken aback. Hu lo ha'emin shekach yiru chayav. So a person is almost like a little bit despondent at first, because a person says, my gosh, like, I'm going to live out the rest of my life with this reality. And sometimes it's very overwhelming. Ulam, la'achar shume kaiba ma'bat shal avoda klal ha'chaim, va'achaya ha'nisun befrat. But I will say, when a person realizes that marriage is part of my avoda of life, and marriage itself is an avoda as well, hu roa es hanigudim va'chasronos mitoch ma'bat shal etgar, ma'bat shal avoda, ma'bat shakol chayov kan ba'olam hazeh heim la'amo neged tiv'o. A person realizes then that those deficiencies within my spouse, they're not a deal breaker. I mean, sometimes, God forbid, they can be a deal breaker, but they're not a deal breaker. But rather, again, it's part of my avoda. It's part of my avoda in life. It's part, ultimately, again, of my general avoda in life to kind of swim upstream and work against my nature. V'ka'ashera adam kana mabat zeh benafsho. Azai eno nifhami kol gilui chisaron oni good. And when a person realizes, a person acquires this perspective for himself, then the truth is he's not overwhelmed by any type of deficiency he sees in the other. Ela roa baze od kar nerchav lavoda. But rather, again, he sees in it another opportunity for his avoda. Od kar nerchav legilui gemishus nafshis. So we'll say, this is so important. So what he's saying is that sometimes the discovery of a negative trait within a spouse, something that I cannot change, instead of a person becoming despondent and saying, oh my gosh, this is my life, what's going to happen? A person has to realize that sometimes we encounter friction because it's that friction that's part of our avoda. It's that friction that's part of what we have to do in this world, working with that friction, not necessarily even overcoming that friction, but living in the face of that friction sometimes is what makes us into the people we need to be. So what Chaber is pointing out of here also is we unfortunately have been given a profound disservice by society, because society preaches and teaches that life is supposed to be easy. Who said that life is supposed to be easy? Right? Everything in greater culture is about, you know, making our life easier. Everything, whether it's 4G or whether it's Fios or whether it's online shopping, and these are all wonderful things, but it's all part of a mindset that life is supposed to be easy and as stressless as possible. That's very un-Jewish. very un-Jewish. Life is difficult. Life is full of challenge. Not because I did something wrong, because that's the way it's supposed to be. So I discover something negative in the other. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, there's no way I could ever be happy, person realizes, okay, this I have to figure out how to deal with this, but perhaps this is part of my life. Avoda. Kol zman sh'adam lo kana b'nafsho ma'abat shel avoda al klal ha'chaim b'chlal u'ma'abat shel avoda al chaya ha'nisun b'frat. As long as a person does not acquire for himself this idea that life as a whole is an avoda, and marriage specifically is an avoda, a chayav inam chayim. The Rebbe says, if a person lives life just looking to the next vacation, or a person lives life looking to relax, or a person lives life trying, when am I going to be able to take it easy? You know, you hear this, people say, you know, when will things slow down? Things slow dramatically down. You know when? When you're dead, right? They slow down dramatically. There's no backup. There's nothing you have to do. Baruch Hashem, you can take it easy day after day for all eternity. But again, as soon as a person realizes that life is avoda, marriage is avoda, because a person who does not have this mindset, a person who's looking for everything to be just quiet, easy, nice, you know, bliss, it's not life. For the simple reason that life is all about encountering situations that are not what I want, don't go the way that I had planned, and yet my avoda of life is to try to work with those circumstances. Many times in life, when a person stumbles over something or deals with something that is against his will, who masuga livrach min hamatzav, mipnei iritzono lehismodeid b'matzav shenegdog ritzono. I'll say, how do most people deal with challenge? So deal with challenge, they run from it. They run. I encounter something that I don't like, that I'm uncomfortable with. No problem. Just turn around and run. Ulam chay hanisun, einan ma'afsharm la'adam bericha bekalos. But I'll say, here's what's interesting. Now that might work in many areas of life. One area where it doesn't work is marriage. Now you could run from marriage also, but it's not as easy to run from marriage as it is to run from other life problems. Kol bar das mevin, shalanasos v'lenvroch mechaya asun ade gerishin, ze'eno pitaron klal. Everyone knows that trying to get out of marriage through divorce is not necessarily an answer. He writes in the brackets, Zulas mimikar miyotzei dofen mamish. Obviously, there are exceptions. There are times where divorce is absolutely necessary, but more often than not, divorce is not the answer. Shekin gam bezivo kaba hui matzei chesronos acherim, or es osam chesronos mamish. Because we'll say, you know, sometimes you hear this, people get divorced because I can't live with this flaw of this individual. And what happens? So if you're getting divorced because the other has flaws, guess what? No matter how many times you marry, that other person will always have flaws. So if that's the deal breaker for you, good luck in ever trying to form or to forge a normative marriage. L'chin chayi hanisun. Ma'amidim es ha'ad b'fnei avoda mukhlat es ha'chayim. Einam kayatna. Kayatna. Ela olam shel avoda. Rabbi say, therefore, marriage, this is a very interesting insight. He says, marriage is a little bit of a window into life. And just like marriage is work, marriage is avoda, and it's all about the avoda, and it's all about the struggle, and it's all about the recognition that there are some things that you'll be able to change, some things you won't be able to change, some things you'll be able to address, other things you won't be able to address. That becomes almost like a metaphor for life as a whole. He says, "El shalis modedus v'shalis gashmos shabit aratzonos ubitel ha'ego." There is nothing greater for the negation of the ego than marriage, right? Marriage, again, is a wonderful tool for negation of the ego. But marriage also teaches me that I can't do anything in life that's going to be successful, that's just for me. It always has to be about the other, or it always has to be about us. So that's not just true in marriage, that's true in life as well. Somebody tries to run from this reality. Mashallah Adam Sha'akiv Tsarosov. So a person who tries to run from, let's say, the problems in his marriage, and by extension, the problems in his life, this can be compared to someone who's encountering challenges, and he has a wonderful decision. I'm just going to think in my mind like I was never born. If I was never born, then what? Then I'll never run into any challenges. Of course, such an idea is a fallacy, because you can't run from reality. So somebody who is not a bardas, someone who is not a thinker, tries to run away from reality. But where are you going to go? shalichilufin hu misya'ish mirosh nichnas ladika on vitzavus vatzus. Or on the opposite side, a person just gives up, despairs, feels they're never going to be able to accomplish anything or change anything. They give up from the beginning and they enter into a depression and a sadness. And a person buries his life even while he's still alive. Lu'umas zos, but yeah, on the opposite end. Habar das makir umevin shechayim him olam shalavoda. The bar das realizes that his life, is a life of avoda. V'hu misharas es mosnav la'avoda shod la'alav umenas alas ozos mitoch simcha. We'll say another person recognizes that at the end of the day, life is about avoda. Life in its entirety is work, and it's hard work. And I don't try to run from that work, but instead try to embrace it with incredible happiness. Biyad kol adam lihios mu'ushar b'chayav, imrak yaskil v'yavin shakan zela olam hamanucha v'ashashua. We'll say this is amazing. The only way that you're ever going to be happy in life, and the only way you're going to find tranquility, we'll listen to these words very carefully, the only way is if a person accepts the premise that this is not a world of rest and the world of delight. This is not a world where things are supposed to be easy. Ela olam sha'etgarim va'amal. This is a world of challenge and a world of toil. Sha'minatseach libasof roa or yakros oro yisparach shemo. You could be successful. Success, by the way, is not defined as no more challenges. Success is not defined as no more issues. Success is defined as reaching the finish line and seeing the beautiful light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll say this is such a powerful yisod, because so many people are unhappy in life because they think that life is supposed to be quiet and tranquil, and they wonder why they're having so many challenges. Well, if you accept life, you know, if I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning and I come to shir because I think that I'm getting a parsha class, and instead I get that feeling, I'm not going to be happy because my expectations were not met. If your expectations of life are that life is supposed to be easy, life is supposed to be tranquil, life is supposed to be quiet, your expectations will never be met. And if your expectations are never met, you'll never be happy. But if you accept b'simcha that life is filled with challenge by design, that life is an uphill battle by design, that success in life does not mean the taking away of your life challenges, but instead means what? That you have the ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's what you accept, then even with the challenges and even with the difficulties, even with the uphill battles, you'll be able to find simcha sachayim. All right, we'll stop over here. Yeah, we finished the page. We're starting the new chapter. I mean, we're almost finished. After this, say what to do next.